This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 59. 3 steps to go from slow reader or non-reader to IELTS reading extraordinaire.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we are here to show you how to get the 7 that you need on your next IELTS exam. Subscribe to our show and join Jessica Beck, the Examiner of Excellence, and Lindsay McMahon, the English Adventurer, coming to you from Portland, Oregon, and Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Do you feel like you're a slow reader? Are you worried that this is going to bring down your IELTS reading score? In today's episode, you'll get 3 awesome tips from Jessica about what to do if you are a slow reader. When it comes to preparing for the IELTS, there are 7 steps that you need to take. Step 1 is to research the test. Take a look at the practice test. Would you like to know the other 6 steps? You can get them if you go right now to our new free cheat sheet. Go to allearsenglish.com/7 to get the 7 steps to get a 7 or higher on the IELTS exam. Go to allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Hey, Jessica.
What's going on?
Hey, Lindsay. What's up, Buttercup?
Not much.
That's kind of a term of endearment or for like a little kid or a sweetheart. I probably shouldn't say that to you.
But you have your son around, right? So you're just picking up the language and that's normal. That's okay.
I also say, you know what I mean, jelly bean?
That's awesome. So I love these
if
rhymes.
If I say the rhymes enough, then he can, you know, finish them for me.
That's so awesome.
That's fun.
It's so creative. Okay. I love it. Are you equally creative with your reading choices?
Well, no, kind of. You know, now that I think about it, I do tend to read the same genres. And the same kind of things. Like right now, I'm reading science. Okay. Do you remember the movie John Carter? It came out a couple years ago.
Sounds familiar.
So big sci-fi movie. It was actually a flop. That's a good vocab word.
Flop.
It was
good vocabulary. What does that mean?
It means that nobody went to go see it. It was not a success.
Okay. It was a flop. A failure. Okay.
A failure. But it was actually really good. So anyway, the guy that wrote it was like this famous sci-fi writer from like the 40s and 50s, Edgar Rice Burroughs. So I bought like this whole Kindle collection of his. So I started reading like the old, like super old sci-fi stuff from him, which is really awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's interesting that you're into sci-fi. I've never really gotten into sci-fi, but it actually, there was one sci-fi movie that I really like and book, Never Let Me Go. Have you read that? It's interesting.
No.
It's about people being cloned to give away their body parts for dying people. I really like books in the like personal achievement space or entrepreneurial space and art world, you know?
You're very much in the nonfiction zone.
Oh, yeah.
Big time. I'm totally the opposite. Yeah. We're like, I couldn't be more imaginary in my reading.
That's pretty
and
cool.
You know what I mean? Like we're polar reading opposites.
Totally. But we know what we like. That's the important thing. And maybe that's a key to success on the IELTS. What do you think?
Yeah. So, I'm sure you've had this just like question from a general English student, but they really don't know how to improve their reading skills and they feel like they read slowly, like they can't get the idea when they read.
Yeah.
But you know what? I think a lot of the time that's just because they don't read a lot. They don't even practice reading.
Right. So the only reading that's actually happening is on test day, which is a problem.
Right. Or yeah, like doing practice tests and stuff and that stuff. Boring.
Yeah. No, totally. So a listener wrote into us a while ago and actually asked us this, what should I do if I'm a slow reader? You know, how can I improve my speed?
Right. So yeah, the first step, guys, is seriously just read something you enjoy every day for, you know, as little as 10 minutes. as much as 30 minutes every day, but just read a little bit every day, but make sure it's something you enjoy reading.
Yeah.
Like comic books. I love reading graphic novels, like adult comic books. I love that stuff. And that's really, there's high level vocab. There's really interesting phrases in there. It's, yeah.
Yeah. It's not just for kids, right? I mean, that's really, you know, so it's important to find something that you love and don't try to be like everyone else, you know, just embrace what you like. And that's the way to kind of turn yourself on to reading so that you can then apply that skill on the test, which we'll talk about a little bit more. But first step is choosing something you like.
Yeah. So I think a lot of my students, when they come to the States and they're just amazed that like people are reading all the time, like people, you know, we go out to eat by ourselves and read a book. You sit in a park by yourself and read a book. Mm. Like, and not a lot of, it's not part of a lot of countries' cultures.
Oh, interesting.
To do that. So I think that's fine. You know, that's fine. But you do have to put in some time to find something you enjoy reading if you've never enjoyed reading before. So go to a bookstore, you know, take an hour to browse and look around.
If you are preparing for the IELTS exam, you don't have much time to waste. That's why you need to know the exact steps to take to prepare in order to get a 7. We'll show you the 7 steps to get a 7 or higher. Go right now to allearsenglish.com/7. That's allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. And you can get our free cheat sheet instantly. See you there. Yeah, I mean, the cool thing about IELTS is that it's an opportunity to build new habits. You know, it's kind of like a personal achievement opportunity where we can really form some new, really healthy habits for ourselves that could even work after we finish the IELTS.
For sure. Oh my gosh. Having a habit of reading is beneficial in so many ways, not just to help you on the IELTS, but just, well, that's another podcast, the benefits of reading. Okay. So find something. So first step, find something that's interesting to you to read that you enjoy reading.
Mm-hmm.
Does not matter what it is.
Yeah.
It doesn't. Okay.
Yeah.
Just get in the habit of reading 10 to 20, 30 minutes every day. Don't worry about speed. That's not important.
Mm-hmm.
Just get used to reading.
Okay.
Yeah. Good and one. Then, of course, so that's the balanced practice. You improve your overall reading ability, but then you have to learn how to apply these reading skills on the test.
Yeah. And this is where it comes to having a real strategy. And we don't have enough time to go into super, right, a lot of depth just on a little podcast episode, obviously, into the strategies. But can you give us a few little hints, Jessica?
Yeah. So the way that I always begin, and like Lindsay said, this is quite a long lesson if you're actually going to sit in the IELTS reading class with me. But the way that I begin is to explain that there are three reading skills. One is skimming. Mm-hmm. That's getting the overall gist. One is scanning. That's looking quickly for specific information. And the other is reading for detail. That's reading carefully so you understand every word. So all three of these skills are totally different. You do them in your first language already. So the next step is to learn how to use these three skills on the test. And, you know, like we said, that's a strategy that you have to learn and practice, but you do need all three skills to finish the reading section of the test on time and answer all the questions.
Yeah. And again, it's not enough to just know what the strategies are. It's really about applying them and practicing them on a daily basis. Right, Jessica?
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, the reading for detail and the skimming, that's something that, that's going to come naturally to you if you're reading for pleasure. You know, if you're reading and you're enjoying it and you're taking the time to understand what you're reading, that's going to come naturally. Then it's just a matter of being told explicitly, like having it outlined what to do when on the test. So taking these skills, applying them to the IELTS test. And that's how you start the test practice part. And then you can improve your reading speed in your own time. Also, I would say, this is an exercise I give my students to do at home. Choose like one newspaper article, and give yourself 5 minutes to read it. read it as much as you can, and then put it away and write down everything you remember. So that helps you. Like comprehend. And, but it also puts some timing, boundaries on your practice. So it's more applicable to the test.
Oh, that's nice. We could do another episode just on that one little, activity, actually. That would be interesting. I mean, what should they do after they've written everything down? Do they do anything? Do they review it? Or is it just the reading and the writing?
Yeah. You know what? You could stop there, honestly, because the point, the goal of the objective is to try and read faster and remember what you write. So you could stop there. Or if you have more time, you could go back to the article and compare it with your notes and see, you know, what you missed, what you forgot, you know, like how much you remembered. If you seriously do this every day, and it takes like 10 minutes, you know, to do this whole activity. If you do this every day, I promise you guys, your reading speed and your comprehension will improve quickly.
Yeah, I like it, guys. So don't just get stuck in the mentality of saying, I'm a slow reader. There are things you can do, right? If you have a daily study plan, there are things you can do to become faster and to become more comfortable when it comes to that reading test on the IELTS.
Totally, totally. So the first step is, like we said, like motivate yourself, engage yourself in this process, find something you're interested in and just enjoy reading. Okay. Yeah. It's a good, it's a great habit. It's not going to
hurt you.
Yeah. Exactly. There's like seriously no reason not to do this. So find something you enjoy reading. And first just focus on that. Just focus on just sitting down and reading something you like, you know, do that for a couple weeks. And then you could start these other things like figuring out the test strategies, the test practice, improving your speed. That all comes later. First, find something you like. Yeah,
I like it. And there's a very cool side benefit that I just thought of to read, creating a reading culture for yourself, starting to read more. And I was thinking maybe if we read more, we'll have more to say on the speaking test, right? We'll be able to, we'll have an opinion about things, you know, not just the speaking test, but beyond IELTS. Also, when we're just trying to have small talk with our colleagues, when we actually get to where we want to get with our IELTS score, if we get a job or get into an academic institution, we'll be able to talk to people because you have something to say.
That's true. That's true. Think about the environments that you want to put yourself in the future. Like, do you want to work with other people who enjoy reading, come from a reading culture? You know what I mean? Like, like Lindsay said, that'll give you something to talk about. That'll really help you to fit in certain groups that maybe, you know, you wouldn't have much to say to them now.
Oh, I like it. I like it. So just picking up this one little habit for the IELTS could actually change your life and the way you live it, you know?
Totally. Totally. I know, like, I come from a family of readers. Everyone reads. We all read ourselves to sleep every night. Like, everyone reads at least two books, like, all the time. Wow. So, like, that's, and if I, okay, this is terrible, but if I'm talking to somebody and they say, I'm not a reader, in my mind, automatically, I'm like, what is wrong with you?
What's wrong with them?
Like, oh, well, what am I going to talk about with you?
Right, like, right. You feel like you put up a wall, right?
Seriously, it's terrible, but it's true.
No, it's true. I mean, for me, I love to read and I also like to engage in conversation. And I know that the more I read, the more I have to say, you know, there's just more going on, bubbling up in my mind that I could bring up as an interesting topic. So it can benefit you in a lot of ways. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, of course, you could talk about what you saw on TV last night for sure. Yeah. But this gives you such a huge sphere to add to the conversations and to sound, you know, like someone who uses their time well and who wants to be a better person and a smart person. And it sounds good to talk about books. That's basically what I'm saying.
So the message is read. All right. This has been good. So guys, you know, don't get stuck in the thought that you're a slow reader. Start reading more and use these strategies, these steps that Jessica has shared with us today. Thank you for sharing today, Jessica. This has been really helpful.
My pleasure. Have a wonderful day, Lindsay.
All right. You too. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.